This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The 8-month labor market losing streak is over, according to the Labor Department. Today's report shows employers added 57,000 jobs to the payrolls in September. The unemployment rate, calculated in a separate survey, held steady at 6.1%. The job gains caught forecasters by surprise, but 1 month does not necessarily make for a trend. NPR's Jack Spear reports.
The question of the day is whether jobs are now finally part of the economic recovery. David Weiss is chief economist at Standard & Poor's. He says the numbers out today show the labor market may be coming around.
I think it represents a turning point. GDP growth looks like it was extremely strong for the third quarter. We're looking for over 5% growth. Normally, jobs should show up 3 to 4 months later, and this seems to be happening right on schedule with the September job report.
But not all economists were quite so optimistic.
These numbers are basically saying that the job, you know, the bleeding has stopped. It doesn't mean that the wound has healed.
Rajiv Dhawan is director of the Economic Forecasting Center at Georgia State University. He says many of the jobs that were created last month were temporary positions, not necessarily the ones that indicate a hiring rebound is underway.
Once I start seeing hiring in the other service sectors, in the management side, in the information side, that's when the recovery has really taken hold. Something is better than nothing. But what you really need is going forward is to have job growth numbers above 150,000 and also having a lot of those jobs coming from the professional services.
That's not happening yet. However, many economists watch temp jobs closely because when hiring occurs there, it's normally a sign employers are getting ready to make more permanent hires. Healthcare and construction also added jobs last month. Economist David Weiss agrees the number of jobs being added to the economy isn't enough, but looks for even more hiring in the months ahead.
We're expecting to see somewhere around 1 million to 1.5 million jobs created over the next year. And that means this number will rise. Instead of 57,000 a month, we expect to see more like 100,000 to 150,000 a month going ahead. That's not gangbusters by historic standards, but at least gets you up to sort of a normal rate of job creation.
Weiss says, however, one persistently troubling aspect of the job market is the number of long-term unemployed. Those are persons who've been out of work now 27 weeks or longer.
One of the puzzles in this expansion is that fewer people are unemployed than usual. 6.1% is a pretty low unemployment rate by historical standards. But those who are out of work are staying out of work longer.
That number rose to just over 2 million people in September. Democrats were quick to criticize the government's report, saying the job gains in September were paltry, focusing instead on the fact the unemployment rate remained unchanged. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.